man called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some, some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Welcome back. It goes out to all of our men and women in uniform. Some gave all. This is your host, Ray I, here with Peanut, Matty G. And, of course, the Vulgar Vogger.
Hey.
Matt Miles is hanging out with us. Got a beautiful book here, Missouri Wild and Wonderful. It's a photo book, right? Photography book, right, Matt?
Photography, yes. It's a hobby of mine. My main line of work, I work with electric utilities, electric cooperatives around the state, and try to help them stay in compliance with regulations, but photography's been a passion of mine. And if somebody had told me a few years ago that I'd cut into hunting and fishing, I wouldn't have believed them.
But, yeah, got a book and ended up on this show. You never know where you're going, buddy.
I tell you, yeah, God works in mysterious
yes,
ways.
Yes, indeed. Hey, we got a great guest coming up right now. Builds these deer stands, box stands. Tiger Bend Outdoors, kind of know this guy a little bit. And, of course, he's a man in uniform as well, as you all know here on the show. We always celebrate our men and women in uniform, both military and police departments, and respect them and give them our best. And this is one of our, what, Vogler Vogler?
No, that,
you
just,
keep putting your, you keep putting your hands up. You know Peyton, don't you?
No, that's just great people, you know, servers in our country, yeah. And we like to keep those people
Let's go grab this guy, Peyton McKinney. Hey, Peyton, welcome to the show.
Oh. Morning, Ray.
Morning, brother. How you doing?
All right, busy month this month.
Yeah, you down in Florida, I understand.
Yes, sir. I'm sitting in the rain down here for 2 days in the room. I'm about to go crazy.
Oh, I was going to ask you what the beach was like. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's thundering and lightning this morning. I'm sitting on the balcony this morning.
Okay, well, I hope you got a little coffee going with you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Tiger Bend Outdoors, you're building deer stands. Tell us about that.
Well, a few years ago, we built a couple stands and put them beside a road, and several people stopped and tried to buy them, and it's just kind of escalated from there. It's kind of a hobby turned into a job last year. We got our license and built a big shop, and we're starting out slow, but we've already built 100 this year.
Wow.
Louisiana hunting's a lot different than Missouri. You know, we have hunting clubs here in Louisiana. Right. A 3,000-acre hunting club's going to have 30 members or something. 100 acres per member, and they usually have two stands apiece.
Okay.
And I've specialized in box stands to carry kids in, a bigger box where you can bring your kid and all this little stuff and set it in there with you and kind of stay hid.
Right. And those stands have been around for years and years and years. I remember seeing those in pictures from the 30s and 40s where they had box stands in Alabama, Georgia, you know, Arkansas, down in that country.
Yes, sir. The plastic ones came out about 10 years ago, and everybody kind of switched to it until they figured out it was too hot to hunt in those in Louisiana, and they started calling us back wanting the wood ones again.
Yeah.
So we back in business, just built a big 40-by-60 shop there, and we've already built 100 this year.
That's amazing. Now, what's the dimension of one of those? Like you said, you make a builder build them bigger for kids.
It's the standard's like 4 foot wide, 6 foot long,
okay.
6 foot inside, about 4 foot off the ground. That helps you open the door. You know, when you bring your smaller kid with you, you can still set your stuff in and not have to climb very high, not have to worry about them falling out or anything,
okay.
Getting them in and out of the stand.
Okay. And so how can people order these? Can people order them from you? Do you deliver, or do they got to come down and buy them, or how's that work?
Well, they come down and buy them. I'm in North Louisiana, so okay. You know, I'm 12 miles from Arkansas and an hour from Mississippi. We've been selling several in Vicksburg, all the way up to Little Rock,
okay,
and far down as Lafayette and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Here this year, people are coming up, in which there's a lot of camps in the area we live. So it's a lot of hunters in South Arkansas and North Louisiana that are coming up from three or four different states, coming there, and they're picking them up, coming by our shot there on Highway 143 going into Arkansas.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I said, you know, they've been around for a while, a box stand like that, a wooden box stand with shooting windows and chairs is so much more comfortable out of the weather, and you don't got to climb up in trees, and they work. So you don't always have to, you know, all this media for the years now has been you got to get so many feet in the tree and get a tree. You don't have to get a tree to kill a deer.
No, sir. Especially down here, it's a lot of pipelines and the way they're stripping those big pines.
Right.
There's a lot of right-of-ways here. You can plant food plots and kind of like hunting in a field.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Perfect, perfect. Give us some information. How can people get more information about Tiger Bend and your box stands?
Well, you can follow us on Facebook at Tiger Bend Outdoors, or we just put a website together, TigerBendOutdoors.com. It's www.TigerBendOutdoors.com.
Okay.
And in the next few months, I hope to have start to sell several small products for the locals around there. I should be able to carry Cedar Hill game calls,
okay,
and Washita River game calls and several other local people there right around our communities.
Okay. Well, Peyton, when we get closer to the deer season here a little later in August, maybe in September, let's get you back on.
Okay, man.
Talk about some stuff. And sorry, you got to be sitting in the rain. Enjoy your coffee. Enjoy your day. Thanks for coming on the show with us, brother.
All right. I'll see you at the end of the month.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
All right.
We got to get him some Thomas coffee, because if he's sitting in the rain, he might as well be drinking a good cup of coffee.
That's right. That's right.
Hey,
Peyton McKinney, Tiger Bend Outdoors. What?
August issue of Midwest Outdoors Magazine is on newsstands now.
Okay.
And don't get mad at me, but Ray I, that guy has an article in it about Ozark Spring Media Hunt and late season turkey hunting. It's on your newsstands now. Pick up your copy at Walmart, Schnucks Markets, Orchlands, and Walgreens stores.
Or order it.
You can have it
delivered.
Delivered to your home. At http://midwestoutdoors.com.
There you go. All right, let's go to break, Matty G. Come back on the other side. We're going to talk to my brother and friend, Walter Parrott, going in the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. We'll see you on the other side, baby.